So we just finished discussing Ashrei, and the whole topic of Ashrei was, the beginning was the gadlus of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Bria, and the second half was the gadlus of the Ribbono Shel Olam in Hashgacha Pratis. Right, in Hashgacha Pratis. Now we start talking about the last few kapitlach over here of Tehillim, which is Kuf Mem Vav, starts Halal Luka, and it goes straight into Tehillim. So what's the funk? What are we saying now with the next paragraph? So essentially, the Hemshech HaDvarim is Tefillah. Till 9:15, short. Well, you gotta sit up with English. And come over here, so I don't have to yell so much. So, Ashrei talks about the godless of Ribbono Shel Olam in the world and in the Hashgacha Pratis. What's the next paragraph, Hallelujah? Hallelujah, what it says is, the next paragraph is, that therefore, what do we do about it? So Hashem is great. Good, now what? So now what? So the answer to that is that there's two things we got to do. The first one is Halali Nafshi Es Hashem. I have to use my nefesh to praise Hashem. And what's the next pasuk? Ahalala Hashem Bechayai, Azamra Lelekai Beoidi. So the simple meaning of the word is, I will praise with halal to Hashem Bechayai while I'm alive, and Azamra Lelekai, and I will sing out to Hashem Be'oidi while I am still in existence. Okay? Now, it's a very good, that's a simple meaning, but it's a little bit schwer because obviously you're only going to sing to Hashem while you're alive and while you're still existing. So why do you have to say that? Right? So there's another pshat. The pshat is from the Malbim, basically. And he says, pshat is like this. Ahalala Hashem, I will give halal to Hashem b'chayai, with my life, or for my life. For my life that He gave me, I will be mahalal Hashem. Now, halal is praise. What do you think is the higher level? Halal, which is praise, or zmiras, which is singing? Zmira is a higher level because you're not just praising, you're singing out in joy from it, right? So it's a higher level.
Level
could be
below
Torah. Oh yeah, right.
But maybe this is
right. So it's a higher level. This is Miris, right? So Ahalal Hashem, I will thank Hashem. I will praise out to Hashem b'chayai for my life that He gave me. But Azamra Leilikai, I'm going to be mezamer to Hashem. And here it says not Hashem, Eloikai. It's personal. Be'oidi for what Hashem did for me personally. Okay. So it's
using midas rachamim and then using midas adin.
Well, no, but forget din. Elokai, besides din, no, but besides din, Elokain also means that there's a special hashgacha pratis. So on this special thing, now this is an amazing pshat that the Malbim says. The word be'oidi. So normally means while I'm still in my existence. Well, how does our school translate? While I exist. So while I exist, right? So we're saying it's a little bit funny chat because of course you're praying while you exist. So listen to this. The Malbim says the pshat is be'oidi means be'oid shali. Like you say, how do you say my house? Bayis. How do you say bayis shali? How do you say in one word? Be'si. So oid means oid. What does oid mean? More. So Azamra Hashem Lelakai, I'm gonna praise out to Hashem, my God, be'oid for the extra stuff He gave me. Be'oid Shali, be'oidi, in my oid, in the oid that He gave me. So not just I'm gonna praise Hashem for my life, besides just living. He could have made me living, but barely living. Barely breathing, I'm on a respirator, I'm living. Right? I'm living, but I'm not. Anything besides living, anything besides not being dead, is already extras. So that extras, I have a special zemer to Hashem, be'oidi, for the extra that He gave me. It's an amazing shot. Okay? Yeah. Now, that's the first thing. That's the first thing that we do in response to Ashrei. So Ashrei, we finish praising Hashem. We finish talking about how great Hashem is. So the next paragraph is, what do we do about it? So the chiddush is, we do two things. What? Not during Seder, not really. Yeah, he can't disrupt people while they're learning. So you should wait outside in the hall. Yeah. So the first thing that you do is that you ask you praise Hashem. You praise Hashem. The second one is you have to have bitachon in Hashem. And that's what the whole rest of the paragraph is going to discuss, is the bitachon that we have in Hashem. And what do we say? We compare the bitachon that one would have in Basar Adam to the bitachon that one has in Hashem.
Oh, does anybody say
I don't know. Yeah. But you were just talking directly about the Hashgacha Pratis aspect of it. So Al Tiv Tichu Vindivim. Do not have bitachon in nedivim, in wealthy men, bevan adam, because they're mere mortals, mere humans. She'ein lo yisushua, they can't control their own salvation. Not only they can't control your salvation, they can't control their own salvation. If they're going to be in trouble, what are they going to do? Call out to Hashem. All right, so I'll just call out to Hashem. What do you need for? Right? Sometimes, like, you know, you go to a lawyer, and they give you, they talk to this guy. I don't know, I have to ask my supervisor. Okay, can I just talk to the supervisor? I mean, what do I need you for? So the person, what do I need you for? Ein lo yisushua. He himself would not be able to do anything even to save himself. Kal v'chomer to save me. So therefore, I have to go straight to Hashem. Teitzei ruchoi. Once he can't even control when his ruach, when his spirit leaves his body. Teitzei ruchoi, he could, his spirit could leave his body at any moment. Yoshev lad mosen, he will return to his grave. Payoy mahu, and at that moment that he dies, avdu eshtenoisav, all of his machshavos, whatever he thought to accomplish in the world, will be finished. So, basically, why would you, we just said the two psukim, why would you have bitachon in people? People cannot accomplish anything. What? It's a bracha that they have a koach with Hashem to give you a bracha. But stam is like to be boitech in some wealthy guy that he's going to give you a job, that's not bitachon. There's nothing to be boitech. They can't control anything. Rather, Ashrei, praiseworthy, Shekel Yaakov, that the God of Yaakov be'ezroi, that Hashem, the God of Yaakov, is going to be helping, because Yaakov Avinu was the one that was always being b'tech in Hashem.
And he worked him up.
Right? But he got what he wanted in the end.
I remember what else. He didn't work. Yaakov worked him up.
Sivrei al Hashem alekov, and he waits and banks and is b'tech in Hashem. Now, someone can ask a question. Why should you be b'tech in Hashem? What's so good about Hashem? How do we know that Hashem could die to be boteach on him? So we say all the reasons. Like these reasons match up very nicely with what it says in the Chovis Halvavos. Chovis Halvavos says that you need to know 7 things about somebody before you trust them and before you rely on them. A child relies on his parents. And basically, right, etc. What are the midos that you would look for somebody to see if you should rely on them? Right? What? What persistence?
Loyalty.
Okay, consistency. Loyalty. So you want to know loyalty.
MS.
You want to know MS, that they could trust them.
Hope.
That they have a good heart. Right? That their heart is in the right place. Because if they're not Rachmanim, it's not going to help you. But if they're Rachmanim, but you can't trust them, you can't do it either. Then, also, that they care about you.
Like, what's the
meter? What? That he says that they have a relationship with you. Right. That they interact with you. Otherwise, it doesn't help you. And then the fourth one is that you actually have to know that they can accomplish what it is that they want to accomplish. Your parent is a great guy, and he really loves you, and he's been loyal, and he's been helping you his whole life. But the guy doesn't have a nickel to his name. So what's it going to help you? He can't really help you, right? So you need to know also that he's all powerful. That's the Chavis Alvavis. So if you look in this part of the Tehillim, I think that we're addressing all of those things and explaining why is it that Hashem has all of them. First of all, Oise Shamayim Va'aretz. He made the land and the sky. Esayom Veskol Asher Bom and the sea. So Hashem created everything. He's all powerful. So he could do anything. So that one you covered. Next, Hashomer Emes La'olam. He's Emes. So he's trustworthy. Right? Oisem Mishpat La'ashukim. And he has Rachmanos. Because if someone is Ashukim is the people that are always being run at, always the underdogs, the guys that are always being chased. Hashem will make justice for them. Noisin Lechem, and he'll give bread L'Ra'evim to those that are hungry. Hashem Matir Asurim, and Hashem will take them out of their chains. Hashem Pokeach Ivrim, Hashem will open your eyes. Hashem Zoykev Kifuvim, he stands you straight. Hashem Oyev Tzadikman, he loves us. And he has Rachmanos. Hashem Shoymer as Geirim. He guards over the Geirim. Yosayim Ve'almana Ya'oiden, and he gives Koyach to the Yosayim and Almana. V'derech Rishoyim and the Rishoyim Ya'avis. He gives Mechazik them.
And they have extra.
I mean, exactly that. He gives them ability to accomplish. A Yosayim sometimes will just give up hope. Yeah. For sure goes into that.
Then watch them more. They know the criteria.
Right. So now you see clear Hashem has all the midas that we're looking for. Hashem has Rachmanos. Hashem interacts with us. Hashem is loyal. And Hashem is all kol yachol.
Created the world. Like, what's the happening?
Right.
He created it.
Right. Well, that's the first thing.
Everything.
So like, he created it, but because the Havamina is that some people felt Hashem created the world but doesn't have Ashkacha Pratis. So Kamash will know Hashem takes care. Yeah, we have Ashkach Pratis, but it's all din. He's mean, Kiyu.
We din, we wouldn't be here.
Ah, so that's what he's saying. It's not true. He right. Noisin lechem l'ra'evim. Right? Hashem gives food to even the weak people, the hungry people. So that's why this paragraph tells us. That's why I think this paragraph is a beautiful hemshich off of Ashrei. Ashrei discusses the godless of Hashem. And then this paragraph tells us, okay, now what? So Hashem is great. You know the answer? The answer is therefore now start praising Him and realizing that He does it for you, and therefore have bitachon. So it's a beautiful paragraph. Okay? Now, the next paragraph in the Halleluka is extremely complicated because each pasuk, one has nothing to do with the other. Now, like, once in a while, I've thought about maybe I should have kavana and think about what I'm saying. That would be a nice.
That'd
be nice, right?
It'll still be at the Yitzhak.
Yeah. Okay. So one paragraph at a time. But the problem is, in this paragraph, I've always had trouble. Yeah, because I can understand each pasuk by itself. I don't know what one pasuk has to do with the next. But now I was looking, and there's some beautiful pshatim on this. So let's go through the first half. I don't think we're going to get to the second half. And the second half, we'll do it in a couple weeks. That's it. Okay, the first half goes like this. We'll just translate, because we don't know what the words mean yet. And after we translate, we'll say what the vart is. Okay? Hallelujah. Praise Hashem. Ki toiv zamra elekeinu. It's good to be mizamer. It's good to sing out to Hashem. Ki no'im na'av asihila. Because it's pleasant to give Him praise. Why? Because Hashem is boinei Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem is the builder of Jerusalem. Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. And He'll gather together the lost members of Klal Yisrael. Very appropriate for this time of year. We're thinking about this. It's Rosh Chodesh of tonight. So it's a nice pasuk to focus on. Then it goes, Haroi Fe L'Shvurei Lev. Hashem also heals those who are brokenhearted. Umechabesh latzvoisam. And he
counts the numbers of the stars.
What?
Counts the numbers of the stars.
That's next. Mechabesh latzvoisam means he makes them not depressed.
Binds up the sorrow.
Yeah, he binds up their sorrow. Okay. Then it goes, so far we talked about Yerushalayim. Then we talk about Hashem helps depressed people. Then Moyne Mispar LaKechavim, that Hashem counts the stars.
L'chulam Shem.
A mechabesh is like a paramedic. Is it called a chovesh?
It's atzav said.
Atzvoisam is their depressions.
Sorrows.
Like atzev. Atzev is sad. Moyne Mispar LaKechavim, Hashem gives a number to the stars. L'kulam shem oisikran. He gives each one a name. Godol adeneinu. Hashem is great. V'rav koyach, and he's very powerful. L'svunasa, to his wisdom. Ein mispar. There's no end. Me'oideid anovim Hashem. And Hashem gives me'oideid, the same lashon me'oideid, like we just had over there before.
Encourages.
We had before. Yosam v'almana ye'oideid. Encouraging. All right. Same word. So Hashem encourages Anavim, Mashbil Rishoyim Adayars, and he throws the Rishoyim down to the land. So, what is going on over here? We talked about everything. It doesn't seem to have any connection. We say Hashem built the stars, Hashem gave numbers to the stars and gave names, and Hashem, by the way, will build Yerushalayim, and he takes care of the depressed people.
That's what?
What?
That's what?
Yeah, what's going on? So, I saw two Gevaldik Pshatim in this. One is from Rabbi Victor Miller and one from the Siddur Agra. Rabbi Victor Miller says a Gevaldik Pshat. We're very busy. Hashem, Ashkacha Pratis. And Hashem is built the whole world. And Hashem is going to build Yerushalayim even. Right? Okay. So now you got your Gevaldik Chizik. You got your Gevaldik Chizik and Emunah, and then you went ahead and stubbed your toe. Oh man, my toe, I can't believe this. You know, and you start being really upset. Hold on. Didn't you just say Hashem runs the world? Yeah, Hashem runs the world, I'll do my toe. Right? It's very easy to say Hashem runs the world. It's much easier to say that Hashem is all powerful, controls the whole world. No. But then, how do I know that it didn't do me with my little things? I couldn't find a parking spot. All right, I'm a little depressed today. Mine, I get over it. You know, whatever, right? I'm a little down, or you know, I had a rough day. How do I know that's also Hashem? So that's the chiddush of these psukim here. We're saying
stars.
Yeah, Hashem made the stars. You know what it says in the next pasuk? Hashem, you did me. You made the stars, and you're amazing. God will do need of Rav Koyach. And you know what you do also? What? No, but what does it mean that the stars' names? If I would tell you the name of every single star, you would forget it within 5 seconds. Not only that, you wouldn't even.
It's in a different side, no? Is this always making.
So that's what we're trying to explain. The godless of the British Lama, he knows all the names of the stars.
So he knows every detail.
Every detail of the whole exactly galaxy. An entire galaxy. Every single prat. Not only he knows it, he made it. He gave it the name. Right? Okay. What's the next pasuk? Mo'oideid anovim Hashem. It's the same Hashem. It's the same Hashem that you're a little bit down. Mashbil Rishoyim at the art, and he gets rid of the Rishoyim also. And if you have something going on, Hashem will take care of you too. That's a continuation of the psukim we said before. We said to have bitachon and everything. And sometimes knowing these facts doesn't help you. But now we go and we interchange all these concepts and we say, no, don't worry, Hashem, the same way that Hashem controls the galaxy, he controls every single thing by every individual person also. That's the chiddush of the psukim. Very nice pshat. Beautiful pshat. The Siddur Agra says a little differently. The Siddur Agra says, and we'll leave off with this vort because it's very timely for the 3 weeks and Rosh Chodesh Av. He says, now he doesn't explain why all of a sudden now we started talking about this topic. But he says the topic of the kapitel is bavarning a different kasha. That a person will say, I'll give you a marshal. Let's say chas v'shalom, a woman's husband went away on a trip and he's gone. He's gone 6 months, a year, 20 years, nothing. No sign of life. She gives up, right? Let's say the husband will go away for a trip and he sends back letters every once in a while and he sends regards and there's signs every once in a while of life. So the person doesn't give up hope that he's going to come back eventually, right? So he says, some people have a kasha in Golos. Hashem, you threw us into Golos and he forgot about us. And we haven't seen a nuance of life. You forgot about us. We're in Golos. We don't have Eretz Yisrael. We don't have Beis HaMikdash. We don't have anything. And we're in Golos. So Mecha Tesis is going to be a gula. You forgot about us, Hashem. So the kapitel says like this, Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem. First of all, it's noteworthy that it says Boinei in the Hoiveh, not in the future. He's doing it now. Everything going on is part of the process to get us back to Yerushalayim. Everything in the Golos. So it's Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem is constantly building Yerushalayim. Nitche Yisrael Yechanes, and he's bringing everyone together.
Like the air of terrorism brings everybody together.
It's part of the plan. I don't know what the plan is, but it's part of the plan. Then we say Haroyfe Lishvurei Lev, Hashem, you didn't forget about us. Throughout the Golos, we saw you. There were signs of life. There was no Beis HaMikdash, yeah, but you were Roifei Shvurei Lev. There were people that were depressed, and all of a sudden Hashem helped them. Mechabish Latzvaisim, you held people that were upset. You counted the stars, and you were constantly Godal Adonin of Rav Koyach. Me'oidir Anovim Hashem, Mashbor Shoim Adyarth, and there was Din and Cheshbon and everything. So this is saying that no matter what happened, there was a Golos, but the Ashkach HaProtis was always Kayim. And that's the Moshe Haskel of this kapitel, according to the Vilna Goin Siddur. So those are the two pshatim. Right? And we'll be mamshich the details next time, it's Hashem. Okay.